You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Happy Thursday. Most interesting thing in tech, cameras and microphones everywhere, even when you don't know they're there. What I mean by this is Google sent out an update saying that their Nest security system now had Google Home embedded in it. You could talk to your security system, which is a good feature. Problem is, people didn't know there was a microphone in the darn thing. And in fact, since 2017, it had been shipping with a microphone. And there are lots of reasons why you would want a microphone in your home security system. It's good to be able to talk to devices, yes. Also, it can listen for broken glass. But if you're gonna put a microphone in a device, particularly a device in somebody's home, you got to tell them. Second example of this week. Turns out that the little monitors, Singapore Airlines and some on American Airlines, have cameras in them. Why do they have cameras in them? Well, the airline companies say it's just because they bought screens and the screens had the cameras and they didn't really mean it and they've never been activated. But it's hard not to think that, I don't know, maybe there's some social science research being done, or maybe there's a reason they want to have cameras there to film people. In any case, the lesson is, if you're a manufacturer and you're making a device, particularly a device that is going to be in some intimate setting in people's lives, like their home or on their airplane seat, you got to tell them. You got to tell them if there's a microphone, if there's a camera, if there's some other sensor in there. People need to know. That's just good practice, and it's how things should be. And I guess we should all worry. There are probably all kinds of cameras and listening devices all around me. But in any case, I'll see you tomorrow.